You should know what it's supposed to do for you. You don't labor for food. Food must labor for you. God made material things. We don't tie ourselves to them. We use them as they come. Are you getting my point? People say that and these material things, they are evil. No. It is the way a man uses them that's evil. In themselves, they are not evil. You know, somebody was talking to me the other day. Of course, this is old gist. Don't use those gists anymore. He said that why some churches say women shouldn't wear earrings is because in the wilderness, the Israelites removed their earrings and used to build a calf. It was not a sin until they built a calf. And if you don't build a calf your own, it's not a sin. Do you understand what I'm saying? It was not a sin until they built a calf. He said, so why put yourself in the temptation? You've forgotten that Israelites also lusted for meat. Why are you still eating meat? What killed them in the wilderness? Lusting for meat and building of calf, both of them was trouble. Material things in themselves, is the way we use them that's the problem. All right, let me just continue. So number one, I said we must have general understanding, because what happens is this. Sometimes people are disturbed. Very common. Jesus said that, make sure that you are not harassed by these thoughts. What shall we eat? What shall we drink? And wherewithal shall we be clothed? That tells you that it's not today it started. Do you get my point? Now, so people often are harassed by those things. And one of the things that you must first get into your heart, if you are going to have your soul quiet inside you, is for you to understand the right roles that those things play in life. Listen to me, the man without the big car and the man with it, both of them are just as happy as the other. What makes one happier than the other is when one decides that he's happy. And the other one becomes unhappy because he decided that he's unhappy. I don't know whether you get. I hope you will get that one day if you don't get it right now. That is, the truth is that the same dose of joy is available to both. I have seen people with a million, two, three, and they can't sleep because they are in debt for four or five. Yes, they are owing. I mean, the guy has 5 million now to spend because. If I one day something happens, I'll color the gist so that you have no idea what I'm talking about. And even if I told you, how many of you would know anyway? One day, a friend of mine wanted to buy something. Now, listen to this. So, the gist has been filed and colored. There's small pepper on top of it. I've removed the tomato to one side so you can't recognize it again. I don't put makeup for this gist. So, make your hair, all right? So, a friend of mine wanted to buy something. So, we're looking for money. He didn't have enough money. First, he wanted to buy one, maybe for like 3 million, and it didn't work. He tried to get money, the money didn't come. So finally, one day, somebody now gave him one for 10 million and said, please, you can pay bit by bit, just pay 5 million now, and then you can pay the balance 5 million afterwards. A major issue. So when he told me, I called him, I said, listen, my friend. Right now, you would like to have this investment of 10 million, right? He said, yes. I said, but it's a desire. You are not owing. Are you owing? No. I said, the moment you pay the first 5 million, you are owing 5-0. I don't know whether you get my arithmetic. Right now, you are not owing anybody. You just have a desire that has not been fulfilled, and God can fulfill it tomorrow. I said, the moment you make a down payment, goza. Listen. Let nobody entice you with pay small, small. You hear what I talk? Let me go over it again. Let nobody entice you with what? Pay small, small. Listen, I will say one more time. Let nobody entice you with something you love, you desire, by saying, pay small, small. Listen to me, that is why the whole world is in economic recession today. There's no other reason. Lying, am I lying? Americans have a way of doing it. It's an evil. I've read many books about the world system being evil. I believe them. I see the adverts all the time. One day, a friend of mine is a pathologist in the United Kingdom. He went to a shop one day, wanted to buy something. And the salesman was trying to say, okay, you see this one, we can give you financing, you pay this, you no interest till next year. And the guy said, shh, excuse me. I don't buy things on credit. I'm paying you cash, and I'm leaving here. The salesman who had been talking smooth slowed down and said, Sir, you're very smart. The salesman who was trying to tell him, you see, them, I mean, y'all need to just log on to one of these shopping sites, all right? You see, zero interest payment if paid within 12 months. No interest payment chargeable until 2012 and you're 2010. That is the will of the devil. Let me tell you why. He will look at it and say, I don't have to pay interest till 2000. Okay. So what they are saying, they are selling you maybe the latest model LED TV, flat screen, scarlet according to LG, 90 inch across. Which the only reason why you want it is because you are childish and you don't know the role of material things in life. They know because you don't have the money. They tell this one is $3,000. Okay, that one can't be $3,000. Maybe like $8,000. It's the newest model. They say, no, take it. You don't have to pay us till next year. What they don't tell you, they say it in very fine print, which you are too childish to read, is that if you don't pay by next year, we start charging interest from the day you collected it. That is, pay between now and next year, no interest. Pay small, small. But the day you start defaulting, interest starts from the day you... So that is, if you don't pay by that 2012, you're already owing 2 years of interest. And listen to me, you are talking about credit card interest. It's the most evil interest rate in the world, apart from loan sharks. These are not long-term loans. Interest that go for up to 40% per annum. What am I saying? What happened in the whole world, in America, the world's largest consumer nation, is that they sold everything to everybody on credit. You know, there's something about credit. Eventually, you go pay one day. You go pay. You go pay. And this is what happens. That is, I'm going to economics now, in the world system. This was what happened. They thought they were trapping the people who bought. But by the time the people couldn't pay, everybody went down. The creditor, the debtor, everybody went down. The banks that lent to the creditor, that lent to the debtor, all went down. It's Satan. Is it Satan? A satanic system, that's the way it works. Anything you don't have money for, please, don't let anybody entice you. Women are very good at that when it comes to buying gold. In Jesus' name, you are not like that. That's an amen. Amen. That's why I like the power life. Oh. If you can't go and join the power life, I'm telling you, you know, I've been saying this thing for a long time. There are different methods. When you are prospered, say, the Lord has revealed to me that this thing is not true. Come out. I mean, until that time, just join. So when your friends say that, there's this new joy. Say, you know, in our church now. In our church. It's very nice. If you want to do wedding and all your friends are harassing you, a week before that, 2 months before your wedding, just one day, just be going on the road, say, Holy Spirit, what happened? The Lord said, I should check out that Deeper Life Church. And you enter, they say, no wedding cake, no wedding ring, no wedding gown. Say, your friends, it's not me, it's the pastor. It's not me, it's the pastor. Then when God has blessed you, say, no, I have new light. Yes, you know that, what do you call it, Apollos came preaching accurately. Then Priscilla and Aquila took him aside and showed him more accurately. I've gotten more accurate truth now that I'm richer. Until that time, I'm telling you, just join Deeper Life. Say, these things are things of the world. Say, amen. It's very good for a season. I see it, women go through that season all the time. And they invest it. And they're harassing you too much on campus to wear trendy things. Just join one church. You know, there's one advert of Star Lager beer that I like. You know Star Lager? You don't know Star Lager? You didn't use to drink it before. He says, sense pass money, now make Bobo Wesabi chop life. Now sense. You can't buy it, join the appropriate church. It's true. But one thing you must never do is to put yourself under unnecessary pressure. Listen. Let me tell you something. It's a lie for people to tell you that, listen, if you look successful, you will succeed. Listen, a naked Adam will have succeeded. I hope you know. I remember those days. You don't have to tell me. I know now I wear very nice clothes. I know. You don't have to tell me. But those days, I remember. One day, we were going to go for a program. There's one young sister. She said, what are you wearing? I said, I'm wearing this one. And I said, I'm making this. I'll wear this for them. He said, but, okay, some of our brethren were getting married. So I need to wear something that looks like a wedding cloth. I mean, Bible talking about wedding garment. You understand my point? So I went and bought one small wedding garment. Just brocade, just so top and trouser, the kind of thing I wear. I still wear them a lot these days. And I said, what are you wearing for the other person's own? I said, the same one. Now, what's wrong with it? And she made a statement. And it's the answer I gave her that I don't want to ever forget. He said, it's the same people that will come for the two. I said, so? He said, they will see you wearing this and see you wearing that. It's not good now. I said, listen, the people you are referring to, they don't love me because of what I wear. They love me because of what I say. That's what I told her. I said, the time I will worry is when today I share the same revelation as the one I shared yesterday. I told her to have it. I said, listen, it's when I come today and say, okay, preach. You preach the same message. Then next week, say, come and preach. You preach the same one. The third week, you say, won't come back again. Are you going to come? But if you heard that every time you come, Pastor Banky wears the same suit. So? Is the looking suit? Those who buy our tapes, is it not the same photograph they see on it every time? We have like 3 pictures. We have over 70 MP3 CDs. Only 3 pictures. I don't smile like this. Or the one I'm smiling like this. This is just 3 of them. But they keep. There are people that have every single copy. Listen, it's devil that come and deceive you that why you are not respected. One day, man, somebody asked him that, how come you don't preach in your church? You know the nonsense he said? He said, it's because the pastor doesn't let people like us preach yet. Because we have not yet bought our cars. And when we buy our car, they will let us preach. You will know that such people should never be allowed to preach. I mean, has it not proved to you now why they have not allowed him to preach? By the utterance of his ignorant lips, he has proven, remember said that a fool is known by his folly once he opens his mouth. That a fool, until he talks, is considered wise. So when you buy zip for him, you don't try. Just zip him out. Everywhere he goes, say, good morning. They think he's smart. They ask the man, how come they don't ask you to preach in your church? He says, it's because I have not yet bought a car. Then you know that kind of thing. You don't need to ask for that. He has told you why they don't let him preach. He's stupid. He's ignorant. He does not know that which is real. I've gone to preach in all kinds of places. Don't tell that, Pastor Banky wears nice suit to go and preach. I don't rubbish. Those is in Lagos, now waistcoat, monkey jacket. I went to one big redeemed church to preach. Wearing one waistcoat. What I'm telling you was 1998. Listen, by the time I finished, there's one particular brother there. Big man, rich man. He gave me his card. Die, please, I need to see you after. Now, remove, this is 2010, right? Remove 12 years from what I look like now. A big businessman in Lagos gave me his card. I wore a waistcoat. Why? That was the best thing I had to look nice. So listen. I'm trying to explain this. These are general principles we must know so that we will quieten our souls. They have want to enter ministry. You are going to buy a suit on credit. Your ministry has died. You know that. What am I saying? You go and put yourself under pressure because somebody lied to you that if you don't wear a nice suit, you will not preach well. T.D. Jakes, not T.D. Jakes. Thomas Dexter Jakes. I see his videos now. Man, those suits are costly. I mean, you're talking $2,000 suits. That's what he wears now. But then, there are still videos out there of T.D. Jakes where the lining go fold the suit inside like this. You know, bras big. And if you be getting kind of proportion like that, your suit no they shop just anyhow like that. You enter shop, your see suit for what? This is not, the man who's making suit, though, he wants to make money. Your type are not plenty. What if you don't like it? Who will buy it? So people like him normally wear custom-made, hand-tailored suits. In fact, his suits are not, they can't be $2,000 suits. $2,000 suits are the things Armani hangs in shops and you go and buy. We like TD Jakes, I lie. Armani will come to his house, measure him, and bring the suit next week. So you will be confused and say, that's why the man is pretty, I lie. The TD Jakes of those days, when he wears those suits, they know they arrange. It was in the midst of those his ugly suits that he did Woman That Was Loose and sold 5,000 books when they wrote a book in 2 weeks. It was wearing those ugly suits that Paul Crouch saw him on TV, and Paul Crouch's life was not the same after that. You want to cover Jesus, you go and buy expensive suits. Your ministry will never grow in life. In Jesus' name, amen. Until you repent. So where you don't feel afford. Because people like, these are the things that put you under pressure. Listen, when it comes to cloth, look, let me know, I'm not a fashion advisor now, but I'll give you my little history. Let me say before, I didn't used to wear colored shirts until I married. Why should I wear a colored shirt? You know the problem with colored shirts? I'll tell you. They fade, amen? They fade. You wear white, it has faded to the best color before you bought it. Always. So those days, you open my wardrobe, any shirt you see there is white. If it's not white, I didn't buy it. When I first married my wife, look. Why are all your shirts white? Don't they look nice? You should wear some color. Now? Ha! My wardrobe is a rainbow. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, including black shirt. Bros, I get. Who bought me rich black those days? But then, I'm not lying to you. God anointed me long ago. One day I was in my office. There were these women, our typists and all of that. I was just gisting with them one day, one woman. So, I was asking that, and I think she said that you are looking nice, something like that. And I said, yes. As I said, as I look so, when I walk out, come out like this, all these young women will just want to marry me like that. You know, I just play with her. She made a statement which actually struck me. He said, you forget it. Is this your mouth you use to catch them? I never forgot. Look, I'm telling you, this is like around 1997. I never forgot. That even she knew that I didn't need a shirt to catch anybody. Ask my wife, when I shared to Revelation, she married me like this. What am I saying? Let's not put our trust in things that are material. We are getting this into a proper perspective. He said, put your hope, O Israel, David was saying, in the Lord from now and forever. You don't have a very nice suit, you can get the best job. Just have a nice mouth. Have nice knowledge. Have nice understanding. And most importantly, have the nicest of all graces. Let the grace of God be upon you. It's a man that doesn't have grace that the interviewer is noticing his suit and his tie. What will it have mattered to Pharaoh? We're not hyping Joseph, who did dress like this. What will it have mattered to Pharaoh? If Pharaoh had heard that wisdom, even though they brought Joseph naked. He's good to dress nicely, but please, let's understand what is real. That's why people misunderstand. Peter said that, talking to Christian women. He said, let your adornment not be in the braiding of hair, wearing of jewelry, and all of that. He said, but it should be after the inward man of the heart. People now misread it that Peter said, don't braid your hair. You know, that's how we read. We don't understand what Peter was saying. Peter said, look, that shouldn't be how you show yourself to be a godly woman. It should be what is inside your heart. Listen, I've spent a lot of time, but I'm just emphasizing that issue. Number one, let's know the proper place for material things. That's one of the ways by which you will quieten your soul. You've left school. I'm not leaving it yet. I just got to one level. Lack of understanding. Listen, in life, I've said it before, there are two seasons. There is seed time and there's what? Harvest time. All right? Spiritual seeds are the things you use to secure your future, not material seeds. There's no material seed you can plant that will help you secure your future. But spiritual seeds often have material clothing. In fact, they always have material clothing. What am I saying? Just bear that in mind and I'll say what I wanted to say. A young man leaves school. I've said this several times before. All the time he was in school, all he's seeing is this. See that Camry, my God. Say, which one is that one? That is the latest BMW. He said, one day, my time will come. Pastor Banky said, one day, it will come. Right. But he doesn't know when his time is. So he leaves school as soon as he come up for school. They give him one nice job. They say, you're up front, number one, to start. Now, 800,000. After that, we'll give you 400K every month. Ha! The guy look and say, my time has what? Come. You must learn to judge things properly. He will go and buy the car and miss a beautiful opportunity to secure a proper tomorrow. I'm going somewhere. Because he didn't advise him correctly. He placed his eyes on the things that are not real. I told you the other day, my wife told me one of the books we had in the house, she was reading, that a man and his friend were talking. So the guy, okay, name the material, name the blessings in your life. And the man began to think, my car, my house, my diamond, my this. I said, no, God, don't try for me. Then the other man said, okay, let me name the blessings in my life. Last week, there were these two boys who didn't have a father. And God opened the door, I was able to bless them. That's my blessing. He said, you know my family? Oh, God, they are so lovely and they are nice. That's a blessing. The other time I went to church, I noticed that our church wanted to do this and nobody had the money to do it. And God gave me the money, I was able to do it. The guy counted all the good works he had been able to do. He said, these are my blessings in life. The other man felt like a fool. He took correction on the spot. I believe he's a good Christian. What am I saying? When you don't know what is real blessings, when you are given the opportunity, you go after the thing you call a blessing. Are you getting my point? The young man who's just leaving school, let me get back to him, I've not forgotten. If in his life, all he had been thinking is that, I told that one brother once, went to University of Benin to, give me a tract, I want to hold it as I'm saying this. Just one or two. Okay. Thank you. Now, you know these tracts, these are our tracts, alright? So I shared it out. This is what I started ministry with, printing. Then it used to cost us maybe like, we use very good quality paper for it, so it's kind of expensive. But then, what I call expensive is, it came to an average of about 3 naira a copy. We used to print them in thousands and thousands of them. So when I go out, I give them out free. Till now, we still have them there, we give it out free. Listen to this though. He picked one up. He used to take them and read and was really blessed by them. And all he was thinking of is that somebody had to pay for this. I don't know whether you hear what I said. He was a student. All he was thinking of is, this thing is costing money. How is this guy funding this? All he was thinking of is, how is this guy funding this? In his mind, one day I'll have money to give this man. So one day, he will send us 1,000 naira. I didn't know all of this. It was later when he was telling me all of these things. And that day, he will send us maybe 2,000 naira. Like that. And he kept on sending us money until today, large sums of money. Then one day, he called me. He said, oh, I sent some money to the ministry account. I said, all right, thank you. And then this rent here was due. We are not paid. And then I needed to pay. So I just believe in God for money. And that the day before that day, all right, I was climbing the stairs, I still remember. And something came to my heart. I said, Banky, what if tomorrow night I sent you a lot of money? How will you feel that you were worried? I said, Lord, I'll feel very bad. I said, why don't you just quit worrying? I said, Lord, I'm very sorry. That's 200,000 that we're paying then, here. So I just said, Father, thank you. I just left it there. Then the following day was when he called me and said, I sent some money to Kingdom World Ministries. I said, all right. And then I said some to you also. I said, okay, thank you. Let me make a long story short. He didn't tell me how much it was, so I just said, all right, I'll check. And no, he used to send us money before. 1,000, 2,000, then it went up to 10, 20,000 and all of that. Anyway, cut a long story short. That day, it was 1 million naira. I shouted. When he was in school, he hardly had money to eat. He will see the truck and say, this thing is costing money. What am I going to say? Young men leave school. Your father labored for you all this while. Listen, raising children is not easy. The first thing you do is to be spending money. You know, anyhow. Buy yourself, find shoe, find this, find that, find that, find that. You don't know you have a father who labored for you all these years. Look, I'll give you some juice just to, you know, encourage you. A few days ago, I drove down from Newe. As I parked in my house, my phone came on. My phone rang. I picked the phone. Hello, sir. All I heard was, God will bless you. I said, amen. He will place his hands upon. This man was blessing and blessing and blessing. He kept on blessing and blessing. My wife is not around. She traveled abroad. I sent her a text on the spot. I said, get aside somewhere. Spend 2 minutes. Just give thanks. I just got a rain of blessing. Quickly tap it. This man blessed me and blessed me. Listen, he's one of the most anointed men I've ever seen. I've told this story before. He's a man who looked at a man was cursing him. He's a man of God. He splashed water on somebody. And the person was cursing and cursing and cursing and cursing. So he came that he, sorry, I'm very sorry. There were two. One stopped talking. The other one kept on railing. And then, after a while, he got provoked. He told the man, please excuse me. I am an anointed servant of the Most High God. Nobody talks to me like this. The man said, what is it? He said, okay, I return your curses to you. The man died on the spot. Listen, his partner ran to the village. He just stood there beside his car, beside the cops. The villagers all gathered. Of course, if you know Yoruba people, they can prostrate. They begin prostrate for the man. Prostrate, prostrate, prostrate. He said, I warned him. I'm a man of God. You don't talk to a man of God like this. And he said, oh God, he did not know. Finally, he went to the cops. In the name of Jesus, I command you to return back to life. The man sneezed and woke up. He got his car and drove away. He called me 2 days ago. As soon as I said, hello, good afternoon, sir. He said, God will bless you. God will multiply you. He prayed and prayed and prayed. Why? That's what I'm talking about. One day, you know, for years, I just realized that this man nurtured my family. You don't get the point. He will pray my sister off his sickbed. Then one day he dawned on me that Banky, what have you ever done for him? He shocked me. Almost nothing. Since that day till now, no. I wake up in the morning, my wife, I'm sending Susan to person money. Christmas time, I just kept up. Then one day he called me like, why? You don't ever say, it might just know I forgot him all my life. It was the day I remembered him. I'm paying for the sins of former times. A young man leaves school. They give you money. You're buying clothes. You're buying shoes. You're buying phone. All that nonsense. You are buying phones. What have you done for your father? When you were in school, there was an uncle you always called. What are you doing with the car? Where are you driving to? You were in school now. You know the uncle you always called. You feel like that's the anointing about people. He has money. What business of yours is whether he has money or not? God has given you the opportunity to bless him back. You were down and out. There was a fellowship on your campus. You will go there and hear the word. You have left. Buy them a drum set. You don't need those shoes yet. Please, buy them a drum set. What are you talking about? People doing that material. Listen, This is how you sow for your future. I see young people in school begin buy music sets, buy, oh God, Satan is just helping them turn their lives prodigal. Turn their lives prodigal. Take her. The Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive. A man came to me one day where I want to do a seminar in a way. He said, we need to talk. I've told you the story before. Some of you heard it. I said, what are we talking about? He said that, give me advice now. Maybe it's because of him, God sent me to come to the seminar in a way. But I'm going to do something dangerous. What happened? He said, my father is not behaving like a father at all. So how is a father supposed to behave? That the man will sell land, he won't share the money. I said, how old are you? He said, I'm 30. In my mind, God punish you. On this office. I said, in our ignorance. I said, wait, how old did he say you were? 30. At the age of 30, your father sells land. And you expect him to share money with you. Is the money your own? He was looking at me. Is the land your own? The man was staring at me. What do you do? He said, I'm a farmer. What do you farm? He said, I'm a poultry farmer. So you have birds? I do. You sell eggs and chicken? He said, yes. How many times have you carried crates of eggs to go and greet your father? He was staring at me. Listen, he had never heard of such concepts. How many times? I said, listen to me. Life has seasons. The season in which your father is giving you land, money, and all of that has passed. It is the season now in which you give things to him. He was quiet and humble. I said, listen, from now, as I happen to know that painting a house is not expensive, it's building that's money. I said, periodically, you will go. I said, go home. Go to your father's house. Look around and tell him, Daddy, please, can you give me one weekend? We want to paint this house. Paint it in and out for him. How much will it cost you? Then you spend 18,000, 20,000, and you finished. It's a small house. Village house. How big can it be? I said, then after that, every week, stop by, drop half a crate, one crate of eggs, prostrate. He gave you life. He nursed you when you were a child. Without him, you won't be a farmer today. I said, that is how children behave to their fathers. Not at the age of 30, coming to tell me that your father is not sharing money with you. Apparently, he had never heard this type before. I said, listen, your father doesn't owe you life. If he likes, let him sell his land. Tear the money, flush it down your toilet is none of your business. I know what I'm saying. Because young people just sit down and say, look, you start saving. God helped me with that one when I was young. I said, I can't save. My friend said he's putting money together to do what? I said, to buy television. I said, you are saving money to buy telly. Common room, not there for campus. What are you watching on telly? Listen, let me tell you something. It's my personal experience. This is my personal experience. There's nothing I have disdained like that and refused to labor myself towards. Do you follow my point? That has not come to me easily. There's nothing. Remember, we're gathering money. They want to buy car. I look the car. Then Bishop Oedipo gave a word of revelation. He said, what is it? Is it not a car that can catch fire? I said, you see? 2 years labor can catch fire. I'm not doing. Listen, since then, I don't think car matter is a prayer point for me again. Since the first time that God blessed me with it. You've heard me say, now you should be building a house. I said, listen, I know the kind of house I like. If you give me a small house, I'll keep on paying my landlord and rent the small one to somebody. Yes, it's true. I won't park out of my big house to a small house because it belongs to me. I won't. And this is not a bad thing, just that it's not a banky thing. All right? I hear the prophecy again. Those of you who know where I live now, you know my house. I said, that's a sign of the smallest size of house I can own. I hear ye the word of the Lord. It must not take me more than 12 months to start and finish it if I decide to build one day. It must not. In fact, you will never see me going to look for mason. How much is a bag of cement? In Jesus' name, I won't. What am I going to do? How we call the builders, you know, contractors. How much is this house? Design a house for me like this, and then they finish. How much? Say, oh, God, it's 25 million. Okay, I'll give you checks in 3 installments. 10 to start, 5 halfway through, 10 when you finish. Is that okay? Yes. Here are the checks post-dated. Do I have 1 million now? No. Will I have that money? That's why I know they sweat over things. So, because I told you the story for instance, I could be paying 500 naira when I was earning 6,000 naira a month. So that one day, we'll give you 150,000. I look the guy, look me first. If you can look into my heart, in 15 years, you'll give me 150,000. And you are collecting my 500 naira out of my 600 naira a day today. I said, look at me. In 15 years, 150,000 naira won't be money. In all honesty, let me not even talk about my personal experience. Kingdom World Ministry spends over 300,000 naira a month now. Not even me. I'm talking about Kingdom World Ministry. I'm giving my 500 naira when I was earning 6,000. Every bit of that money was shared out, you know, as a food, give it to my parents and siblings, church, books and tapes. By the time I finished, the only shirts I could buy were used. Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah, those are my white shirts. That's another thing. If you buy used, it's white, it's still good. This story was 1995. It's 15 years today. And I'm thankful to God I did not believe that guy. Why am I telling all of these stories? I said, number one, when it comes to quieting your soul, is know what? The right perspective concerning material things.